We're learning the next siman entitled Dini Peruri Hapas, which tells us after a person finishes a meal, a person's supposed to leave bread on the table. Not so. It says like this: Ein lohasir hamapev halechem ad acher birchas hamazon. Machaber tells us that a person should not remove the bread from their table until after they finish benching. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us the reason for this is kedei in order shehei nikr l'chol, that it should be recognizable to everyone, Shemibarchan Hashem Yisbarach al Chasto, that you're benching when you have bread on the table, to show the kindness that Hashem shows us, V'tuba HaGadol, the abundant level of greatness and goodness that He gives to us, V'heichin Mozen L'chol B'riyosav, that He prepares food for everyone, V'gam D'Habracha Enu Shora Al Davar Reik, Elo K'she'en Sham Davar K'inin Pach Shemen Shalisha. That we find in various stories, such as with the Shunammite woman and Elisha, that it was necessary for a bracha to occur that she had to have had something. And he asked, is there anything in your house? And she found a flask of oil. And therefore, in order to be able to have bracha come into your home, it's necessary for you to have something. It cannot just be from nothing. And that's actually one of the answers to the question of why we have Chanukah for 8 days. And in fact, it was really only a 7-day miracle. After all, we had enough oil for 1 day. So one of numerous answers is that it had to have been on day one that the oil did not completely burn down. Because if it completely burned down, Hashem would not have done a miracle on something that doesn't exist. Only bracha can come forth if there's something there. And therefore, that would be one of the answers that even on day one, even though it was supposed to completely burn down, it did not. So this is the same idea that by having bread on your table, that's a way in which we can potentially receive Hashem's blessings. Then the Mechaber continues and says, Kol mi she'enu mishayir pas al shulchano, enu ro'a simen bracha l'olam. It's pretty harsh words, but nonetheless, a person who does not have bread on their table will not see Simon Bracha ever. And there's much to discuss, we'll talk more about this tomorrow, but at least we'll begin it now. The Mishnah Berurah says, Desarach l'shayer kedei shehi mezuman l'ani shiavo. In addition to the reasons that we said before, it's also a person should have bread on their table in the event that a poor person is going to knock on your door, and you'll be able to easily provide for that individual the food in front of you. And he brings down, according to the words of Rashi as well as the Lavush, Lafizeh tovachatchila shepsisin lo yukatane ma'od kedei sheyehe bahem kedei nesina. What it means, you should have some bread on the table. It doesn't mean tiny little crumbs, because you're not going to give a little crumb to a poor person. Obviously, it has to be a little bit of substantial. It has to be at least something in order, something which is worthwhile giving to someone who is impoverished. And then he continues and says, "Ke'en she'amru Chazal, hamarach v'shulchano marichin lo yamov." A person who spends lengthy amount of time on their table will be given the blessing of long life. And it doesn't just mean a person who just wastes their time, but it's because of this reason. Because dilma asa ani v'yahiv lo. Because if you are not around and the ani knocks on the door, well, unfortunately, he won't be able to eat. But if you're there for a longer time, then you're going to be able to help people that are in need. And therefore, that's the reason for the language of Chazal. V'gam k'nei she'yodel Hashem Yisparach al chasto she'hishbi'a lanu metuvo she'sovanu v'hosarnu d'chziv achol v'hoser. As we say in the Shabbos song, that achol v'sovanu, that we eat, we're satiated, and we also have v'hosarnu, we have left over. And therefore, by leaving food over shows that not only do we eat enough, but we actually have extras as well. And on this, the Shlo writes, "Deroy v'nachon shi'itin l'ani hatov shebesholchan." It doesn't mean you're supposed to give them the scraps and the leftovers only, but you should try to give that poor person the best. And he says even further, the greatest thing that a person can do, the shulchan, "Mishabeach ani es hakihilos." I praise those congregations, those communities, shemachzikin lomdim bochrem al shulchanom, that they invite young talmidei chachamim, who do not have a place to eat. They invite them to their tables, kol hashana ke'echad mibneihem. They become like a ben bayis. They're in your house all the time. Every Shabbos, you always are continuously welcoming these individuals. Yotzei ha'bal ha'bayis mishnei devarim. A person who invites the typical yeshiva bachar has actually accomplished two things. First of all, mitzvah schelik aniyim. Interesting line the Mishnah Berurah says here. V'gam mitzvah divrei Torah al shulchan. Now, why is it that you fulfill the mitzvah of assisting aniyim? Because he says the stam bachar kazeh anihu. Your typical bachar, at least before credit cards came out, was considered poor. V'gam yedaber b'divrei Torah al shulchan. As well, by inviting a bachar to your table, you will be able to enhance and elevate the meal that you're eating by his words of Torah, which he'll share with you. B'vadei mashenecha al shulchan shachas rabbis nechshav kishnei timidin. And therefore, it's not just you're going to be eating a meal, but it's going to be elevated to the shulchan, similar to that which is in the Beis HaMikdash, and that instead of eating just foods, it's as though you're actually bringing the carbon tamid, the tamid shal shachar, tamid shal merabayim, adkan Lishono. So he says that a person should be meticulous to help the ani, in particular the yeshiva student. And then he, furthermore, he concludes, as we will, Ratzalomar im yesh pasisin al hashulchan. He's going to discuss whether or not a person, if there are bread on the table, whether a person should continue to put more bread on the table. And on this, the Mechaber says as follows. He says, of a lo yavi pas shlema, you should not take a full loaf of bread, the nena al shulchan, and put it on the table. Im asakein mixed the l'shem avodas kachavim avin shnemar ha'arichim l'gad shulchan. You're not allowed after the meal. It's very peculiar. Why would you take a loaf of bread? You're supposed to eat at the beginning of the meal, throughout the meal. After you finish eating, you put a loaf of bread on the table. That used to be the practices of avodah zarah. So even though a person should have bread on the table, one should not take a full loaf and put it on their table at the end of the meal. However, the Mishnah Berurah explains, and this is where we'll conclude, he says that's only, the whole issue is imesh pesisan al shulchan. If you already have pieces of bread on the table, so you've already fulfilled your obligation of leaving bread on the table, why are you now taking a loaf of bread and putting it on the table? Maybe it's because you're doing it for a avodah zarah. Avol im ein pasisin al shulchan, but if you have nothing on your table is completely clean, then mutul havi afilu shlema, then it's not a problem whatsoever because you are supposed to have bread on the table, so you can even put a full loaf. In fact, he quotes, "L'shem hazohar kasu atov laso schein l'chadchil." It's best that if you have nothing on your table, that you should not just put some scraps, but an entire loaf.